Unit 5, Health, Listening 1. Speaker 1.
I had a sharp pain in my abdomen on the right-hand side. The doctor examined me and said it was appendicitis. He said it was in an emergency, called an ambulance, and so I was taken to hospital. I was operated on immediately. After that, I had to stay in for another 3 days. They operated on me on Monday and let me go on Thursday. Generally, I can't complain about my stay. After all, they saved my life, didn't they? What I didn't like there was the fact that I was put on a ward in a room for 8 people, and all the beds were occupied. It was hard to sleep because all the time somebody was making some sort of noise. People were talking, nurses and doctors were coming and going, families were visiting their relatives. It was really annoying. No privacy at all. Too crowded, I'd say. I was fed up and tired. All in all, it was a nightmare. I'm happy it's over.
Speaker 2.
I had an awful problem during classes today. You know, all of a sudden, I felt blood dripping from my left nostril. It was really awful. I couldn't do anything to stop it, can you imagine? I had to run to the bathroom. My friend wanted to go with me, but I said it wasn't necessary and left the classroom alone. I soon ran out of my tissues, but luckily there was plenty of toilet paper in the bathroom. I applied wet paper to my nose and kept sitting like that and waiting for the bleeding to stop. It took me more than a quarter of an hour, I think. When I came back to the classroom, my nose was all red and swollen. I guess I must have looked awful. I felt so embarrassed. Everybody kept asking me if I had been crying. It's all right now, but I must be careful not to touch my nose today. It may start bleeding again.
Speaker 3.
Did I tell you that I twisted my ankle last week? It was horrible. You know, I was with a few friends of mine. We were hiking in the mountains. Then there was a small stream, you know, pure crystal water. So clean and fresh. I wanted to cross it, walking on the stepping stones. The others went to a small wooden bridge, but I wanted to show off. You know me. The stones were so slippery that I slid and fell into the water. I felt a sharp pain and couldn't get up. My trousers were dripping. Can you imagine how I felt? Luckily, nobody laughed at me. The people were really helpful. Somebody carried my backpack, another guy found me a walking stick. Later, I went to see the doctor. He examined my foot and I had it x-rayed. Luckily, nothing was broken, just twisted. I got some ointment to apply. It is still swollen and hurts a little. That's why I'm wearing these loose slippers.
Speaker 4.
I have a splitting headache and I feel feverish. Damn, that's the last thing I need. And this cough. All my muscles ache and I feel very tired and sleepy. It started this morning, about 3 hours ago. I feel definitely off color. Dizzy. Ugh, my stomach. I'm going to be sick. I wonder what's wrong with me. The dinner last night. It must be food poisoning. That salad, it was tasty though. Maybe too much wine. Or some virus. The waiter had an awfully runny nose. Yeah, now I remember. Where's the aspirin? It should work. If not, I'll have to call the doctor. And I have an exam tomorrow. I must study, but I can't. Simply can't. Where's that aspirin? Joan always keeps it in the drawer. I hope there's some aspirin left. Yeah, here it is. I'll take 2. Oops, my hands are trembling. It's because of the shivers. I'd better go to bed.